president is involved. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That from the White House amid the renewed threat of a rail strike. The administration asking both sides to come together in good faith and resolve this. Four of the 12 rail unions rejecting the tentative agreement that was announced in September.
The contract gave an immediate 14.1% increase in wages. The wages would go up by 24% by 2024. The concern centers around time off and sick leave.
Fox possesses Edward Lawrence at the White House.
The first possible date for a strike is December 5th. One of the unions is set to strike that day. Three of those unions that voted no, the three others set to strike on December 9th. So we could see that first date pushed back to December 9th. So a strike happens all at once.
A freight strike could cripple supply chains at the height of the holiday season, also possibly stranding commuters whose rail lines use tracks owned by the freight railroads. Many Thanksgiving travelers already on the move, some opting for the train instead of flying or driving.
A lot of people are making their way to wherever they're trying to go. Some people headed home for the holidays, but some people are already just going on a trip. Maybe they had a vacation week, but AAA says nearly 1.5 million people will choose to travel by train, bus, or even cruise this Thanksgiving season. That's 23% more than last year, 96% more than 2019. With COVID travel restrictions lifted, it seems like people are just getting more comfortable taking public transportation again.
Fox Weather's Katie Byrne at an Amtrak station in Philadelphia for Thanksgiving weekend. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday are considered the busiest travel days, though it could spread out a bit more with remote workers able to take off early or come home from a trip later. The White House hoping people make time to get an updated COVID shot.
We need to make protecting our loved ones an important part of the conversation we have around the Thanksgiving table, an important part of the conversation we have in the days and weeks ahead.
COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha launching a new vaccine campaign while also urging Congress to pass more COVID funding. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
More steps to fight hate crime in New York with a bill signing by Governor Kathy Hochul.
After deadly shootings in Buffalo and Colorado Springs and an arrest in New York City of men who threatened Jewish people, Governor Hochul declared,
"Domestic violent extremism is the greatest threat to homeland security."
She has now signed two pieces of legislation. One requires those convicted of hate crimes to get hate crime prevention training. The second
establishes a statewide campaign around inclusion, tolerance, and understanding of diversity.
Governor Hochul says government, neighborhoods, schools, and churches will take part to ensure hate speech does not radicalize Americans against other Americans. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The suspect in the mass shooting that killed 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket in May is expected to plead guilty on Monday after a court appearance this week was delayed by a major snowstorm. A history-making choice in Michigan, where a spokesman says Governor Gretchen Whitmer plans to appoint the first black woman to serve on the state Supreme Court. Kira Harris Bolden would fill the seat vacated by the resignation of Justice Bridget McCormick. Bolden was a Democratic nominee for the court in this month's elections, but finished third in a race for two seats. Inflation may be shrinking tips.
Restaurant tech company Pop Menu says just 43% of consumers are now tipping their servers 20% or more, a significant decline from 56% of customers last year. This according to a survey of 1,000 consumers and 165 restaurant owners and operators across the U.S. this month. Delivery drivers seeing 32% of consumers tip 20% or more, down from 38%. Some respondents, though, did say they would up their tips for the holidays. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Right now, the Dow's up 320 points, the S&P more than 1%. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.